My name is Pearson.
My name is Pearson.
You are listening to Our Papa on Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
This is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber from Compass Retirement Advisors. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Mike Graber provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to our show this Palm Sunday of 2024. Today, we're going to wrap up a look at a U.S. News and World Report article with the title, What's the Outlook for Retirement in 2024? And we'll have that for you in just a moment. And if time permits, we're going to take a look at a second article, Seven Things Retirees Should Be Thankful For This Year. First, a couple of important reminders. Our spring retirement planning workshops are coming up. On Thursday, April 4th, I'll be speaking at the Huntingburg Event Center. Mama T's is providing dinner for us there that evening. And then on Tuesday, April the 9th, I'll be speaking at the Schnitzelbach in Jasper. And at these meetings, I'll talk for 45, 50 minutes, and we'll cover a variety of retirement planning issues and concepts that I feel are important to understand as one prepares for retirement. After the presentation, we'll have dinner and a time of questions and answers. Now, both of these evenings, we will start at 6 p.m. sharp. Reservations are required, so you need to call me this week at 812-787-0809. The deadlines for reservations is going to be Wednesday at noon this week. Next Sunday is Easter, and I hope you'll make a special effort to tune in. Every year, Tony and I discard with talking about finances and retirement. We'll talk a little bit about Easter this year as we celebrate the promises that are related with these special dates. So please join us next week for our Easter show. And a reminder, you can listen to prior episodes of Retirement Talk with Mike Graber on your favorite podcast media. You can visit us online, CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com. And anytime you have questions about general retirement concerns, Social Security, long-term care, IRAs, 401ks, how to handle your ESOP roll-up, again, the number to call me is 812-787-0809. Now let's welcome Tony Shore back to Retirement Talk with Mike Graber. Now, we're going to continue to look at these articles from U.S. News and World Report. And Tony, it's always great to have you behind our golden microphones. How about that?
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here and always great to be part of the show. I know how important it is to you, Mike, to bring information to our listeners that's valuable each and every week. It is so important. And you go and take the extra effort to hold the spring workshops that are coming up in April. And I'm glad you talked about that, all for the benefit of our listeners out there. So listeners, I want you to take advantage of that. You're able to have a little more in-depth conversations about retirement issues they might face. And I hope your listeners are going to take advantage of the meetings on April 4th and April 9th. I really want to encourage anyone out there who's considering retiring within the next 10 years, pick up the phone first thing Monday morning, make your reservation. There's no charge, but you have to reserve a spot. And again, listeners, that number is 812-787-0809. I know you'll have fun and get valuable retirement and financial information on top of it. And you'll have a great meal either by Mama T's or at the Schnitzelbach, which I love, actually. The Schnitzelbach is great. So today, with our topic, where do you want to start, Mike?
Well, let's continue with the articles from U.S. News and World Report. And let's start with this suggestion. They say that now is the time to prepare for retirement. And here's the key, as it's going to look in the future, not just how it looks right now. And we were looking at some work put out by T. Rowe Price. And one of the things in this article that it alludes to is the potential for investors over the next handful of years to be looking for lower portfolio growth rates. And the report notes that, you know, investment portfolios may need to adjust for things like inflation and recession risk. And depending on how you've projected your rates of return over the next several years, you know, if your assumptions were a little high, you need to be aware of, you know, if the forecast actually comes true for 1 to 2 to 3% lower than expected returns, how's that impact the long-term dollar accumulation in your account? And, you know, we mentioned the likelihood of a recession there. And while many of the analysts now are believing that we're positioned to avoid a near-term recession, you always have to keep that in mind. You know, it is a possibility, and should that develop, make sure that you've discussed and prepared ahead of time for that possibility, along with the potential for lower rates of return, as seems to be somewhat of a growing concern here with the overall development of issues in our economy and the continued levels of debt that's growing and becoming a weight in many, many ways for the general economy.
Right. And I know there's been a lot of coverage in the financial news about a potential recession. So hopefully that T. Rowe Price study is right, and some of the talking heads are correct that we might avoid that near-term recession anyway. That would be good news.
Yeah, that certainly would, Tony. You know, but there are a lot of forces at work. You know, there's the deglobalization, energy productivity. The labor market is very competitive, even though there's some layoffs. It's still very competitive. And all of these lead to potentially higher inflation and can keep interest rates higher. Remember last week, I quoted Bill Gross as saying that the persistent government debt contributes to high inflation. And so we have to anticipate higher levels of inflation than what we might normally have had, you know, in our planning. And then the article says that retirees need to keep themselves fully updated about retirement withdrawal rates. You know, what percentage of your account do you feel you can draw out each year without depleting the asset? And make sure that your withdrawal strategy reflects, you know, the current environment. You know, that's a good reason, I think, to work closely with someone like myself. Someone has to be asking questions like, you know, what's the reasonable withdrawal rate in today's realities? And, you know, there's been, you know, the 4% rule for many, many years, for a few decades. That was adjusted down to about 2.8. Then I saw one a pretty famous commentator a couple of weeks ago threw out a number like 12%, and you really have to be cautious if you're looking at taking you know, those types of withdrawal rates from your portfolio. And my best suggestion is to work closely with a skilled advisor and to have a plan on paper in black and white that looks at a variety of scenarios. And then staying on top of legislation. We've talked a lot over the last few weeks about the Secure Act 2.0 that Congress passed in December of 22. And within that, there was a dizzying array of rules. Many are still being sorted out. And a big part of that dictates how inherited IRA distributions can or must be taken, and the inherited IRAs impact non-spouse beneficiaries in quite dramatic ways. So again, you know, who do you have on your team who's looking at these types of developments and is willing to give you a call and say, hey, this is what Congress is doing. We need to talk about how it impacts your overall planning. And then if, you know, dealing with the inherited IRA distributions wasn't enough, beginning of 2023, the Secure Act raised the age for required minimum distributions, and then those are raised to 73, and then those are going to jump to age 75 in January of 33. So we've gone from 70 and a half to 73, and we're on our way up to age 75 for the RMDs. And keeping track of that can be a task at times.
Well, yeah, it definitely can be a task, but your office has information specifically about that Secure 2.0 Act, right?
It is. We do, Tony. And as the revision that we just spoke about, you know, the Secure Act really came about in 2019. And we followed those developments with great care and did our best to communicate and give our clients a heads up so they could be making the needed adjustments. But we have a data-packed but user-friendly flyer that walks through several of the Act's most important elements, things like what we just mentioned, the RMD age increases, increased options for those with retirement plans who want to make catch-up contributions, changes to the IRA catch-up formula. There are new exceptions to the 10% early distribution penalty if you're looking to make withdrawals from your retirement account before you reach age 59 and a half. And then there's a section on increased limits for qualified longevity annuity contracts. That's a term that's not discussed much in the financial circles, but a great tool, the QLAC. If you have funds accumulated in your IRA and you don't need them and it's time for the required minimum distribution, what can you do to maybe put yourself in a better position not to be paying taxes at that moment? The QLAC might be a tool you want to consider using. But those are all discussed in this flyer that we have. So if you take that information and you sit down, have a face-to-face meeting with your strategy in mind and your goals, I think this flyer and other material that we have available can help you prepare for 2024 and be in a good spot for many years to come.
Well, and I know for some older workers and retirees, it can often seem like getting to retirement is all about working your way around roadblock after roadblock, right?
It is, Tony. And as the world becomes a more difficult place to navigate in all manner of ways, Congress changing legislation, the markets, the debt issues, you know, there are potential roadblocks out there that you need to have on your radar screen and be scanning for solutions around those. You know, there's certainly frustration that I hear from some clients, and I get it. You know, retirement is a major life milestone. You know, it's right up there with graduating, getting married, starting a family, buying a home. And we've, many of us gone through all those, and we know just how intense and that internal pressure can build. But there's no substitute for, you know, getting it right. And you have to be concerned not just for yourself, but you want to be also looking out for how decisions impact your surviving spouse and ultimately your children. And we've got another tool that's called 8 Obstacles to Retirement. And in this tool, it highlights many of the common things that can trip up many retirement plans. For example, in the material, we cite statistics from the Nonprofit Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, and it notes that Social Security typically will only replace about 38% of your previous salary if you work a full career and retire at your full retirement age. And this 8 Obstacles to Retirement material also explains that our obligation to Uncle Sam and the IRS, you know, it doesn't go away just because we're retired. And Medicare doesn't cover many of the long-term care services that many Americans are going to need in the future. So I would invite you to give us a call at 812-787-0809 and ask for a copy of 8 Obstacles to Retirement. Be happy to mail that to you or get your email address and send it to you. But again, this tool, along with the discussion about your strategies and your goals, would be something that we think would be helpful. We would love to set up an appointment and address your questions and concerns. Be happy to meet you someplace and buy you a cup of coffee and just have a good visit, good conversation.
That's excellent. I know you offer that no charge, no obligation consultation for our listeners out there. Plus, you have a number of seminars and workshops coming up. What's that phone number one more time for our listeners to call so they can set up that consultation and get a second opinion on where they're at?
812-787-0809. Let's continue today and shift the perspective just a little bit. Look at some of the positive things that happened into 23 and the result into 24. The other article from U.S. News and Report, 7 things retirees should be thankful for this year. I think it does a good job of focusing on the positive. The first one, obviously, is that in 2023, the markets had a pretty good year. And that was a burst of good news. We took a beating. Many accounts did in 2022 as the markets declined. But we saw the indexes recoup many of those losses in 2023. And though while there's likely to be continued economic uncertainty in the months ahead, that seems to be pretty normal these days. The article explains that, having a positive year-to-date performance may reflect a strong overall market here. I think that we were experiencing that in the first several weeks of this new year. So hopefully your account balances are growing fairly nicely here to kick off the year. And whenever the markets are near all-time highs like they are now, might be a time to consider taking some of those profits and locking them up, making sure that those are there for your retirement income.
Well, Mike, that certainly sounds like a good reason to share a high five with your financial professional, right?
I would think so. I would sure hope so. We like the good news and the market's up, and it is a cause to celebrate. But then, take a look at what moves might need to be made as markets reach the new highs. The new year brought changes to RMDs, and that's something we touched on earlier in our show. Another dose of good news came our way in 23. The age that you must take your first RMD from a retirement account was increased to 73, as we said. Now, that extra time may help you delay income payments and reduce your taxable income as well, providing you with a longer tax-free growth on these accounts. So, moving from the 70 and a half to the 73 allows those accounts to grow a little longer before they're going to be forced to be making some withdrawals with RMDs. And I think this is a key time. Use that 2.5-year period to maybe exercise some of the tax-saving strategies that you've put in place in your account and help yourself out with this additional time that they're giving us before we have to make these. And remember that RMD age does go up to age 75 once 2033 gets there. Now, the key is, once you reach the age where you have to start taking the RMDs, it doesn't reset. You continue on that. So if you were 7.5, you continue the RMDs. You don't stop them and then jump back in later. So a current rule is age 73. And again, those will be jumping to age 75 in 2033. So that gives you some time to, as I said, plan for those RMDs, maybe incorporate some tax strategies to reduce the tax that you might otherwise face on those distributions from the IRAs, 401ks, etc.
Right. And so I think good things from 2023 are helping 2024 look a little better, right?
Yes. The tide swings and we have ups and we have downs. And I think there were several positives that came out of 23, and 24 is looking better in a variety of ways. And we also saw a pretty healthy 3.2% Social Security cost of living in adjustment that went into effect this year. Now, granted, that's a lot less than the 8.7% that we got in 2023, but still, a solid increase. There were several years there where there was virtually no increase. But we've had some back-to-back years where we've got an increase cost of living adjustments. And, AARP, they estimated that this increase means about $59 a month for a typical Social Security recipient. That's about $600 a year. You know, and that makes up a little bit to help with some groceries or with some medicine. So we'll take all the increases that we can get there. But 3.2 is not bad considering, you know, where the many years prior have been. And again, that's on top of the 8.7 that came to us the prior year.
Mike, you're a big advocate for maxing out 401ks and similar retirement savings vehicles. So this sounds like some very welcome news for you and financial services professionals out there, right?
Well, it is, Tony. And, you know, as I said, it's important that we understand where the opportunities are to save for retirement. And whenever they allow us to put more dollars away for retirement, I think we should take advantage of that. You know, the IRS also touted that IRA limits were increased as well. You know, that's $7,000 this year, and the IRA catch-up amount is $1,000 for those who are 50 and older. So those IRA contribution limits are the maximum you can put in each year, and that applies to both traditional and to Roth IRAs. So again, if you have a traditional and a Roth, you can't contribute more than that amount between both accounts in the same year. And then, you know, in 24, we also are benefiting from higher interest rates on savings accounts. And because of the current rising interest rate marketplace, shop around for the banks and credit unions, see where you can find a good rate. And if you got some cash in savings or too much in your checking account, you might want to shuffle that over into an account that has a higher yielding rate. We see 4% and 5% rates many places. And that also means that there are bigger returns on things like annuities and bonds and treasuries and certificates of deposits. So make sure you're reviewing your current strategy with your financial service professional. You'll look for those opportunities. A little tweak here, a little adjustment there can have a really big impact, and you can compound that over a couple of years. We're about out of time for today's show. Let me remind you one more time of our workshops coming up. We'll be at the Huntingburg Event Center on April the 4th. The meeting starts at 6 o'clock, where we'll be talking about many of the same things that we discuss here on our show, but in more detail. Mama T's will serve dinner. We'll have a time of questions and answers. And then on the 9th of April, we'll be at the Schnitzelbach. We'll have, again, a presentation. I'll talk about 45, 50 minutes. We'll have dinner, questions, and answers. But you must have a reservation. Call me at 812-787-0809. The deadline to make your reservation for these events is this Wednesday at noon. Again, 812-787-0809. And I hope you'll tune in next week for our Easter special. And we look forward to bringing that to you. It's an annual event for Tony and I. To not talk about finances, but to just talk about the deep meaning of Easter and the hope that comes with that. So I hope you'll join us here next week. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Mike. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
Thank you for listening to Retirement Talk. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, contact Mike Graber at Compass Retirement Advisors. Call 812-787-0809 or visit them online at CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com.
Investment advisory services provided by Creative One Wealth LLC, a registered investment advisor. Compass Retirement Advisors LLC, the Insurance Shop Inc., and Creative One Wealth LLC are unaffiliated entities. Mike Graber and Compass Retirement Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any government agency. Provided content is for overview and informational purposes only and is not intended and should not be relied upon as individualized tax, legal, fiduciary, or investment advice. Each individual situation will vary, and opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Illustrations given are hypothetical examples and provided of illustrative purposes only. It does not represent real-life scenarios. Long-term care riders are not a replacement for long-term care insurance. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Product and features may vary by state. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representation can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. The information contained herein is based on our understanding. understanding of current tax law. Tax and legislative information may be subject to change and different interpretations. We recommend that you seek professional legal advice for applicability to your personal information.